In and on the Celebrity Hotline, we have my girl, Mimi Faust.
Hey, John.
What's up, girl?
How are you?
I'm wonderful, girl. How are you doing?
I'm a little hoarse, but other than that, I'm well.
Uh-oh, what, you was what? Hosting a party or something last night?
My girlfriend had a birthday party at the bowling alley, so we were, you know, yelling and screaming and having a good time.
Turning up.
That's what's up.
Speaking of hosting parties, Mimi, I heard that you bring the shower rod to the parties?
No, the club brings the shower rod, and they just have me, you know, yeah.
Girl, are you manufacturing that rod? I hope you better start. You got to make money, girl. Come on over here. Let me show you how to do this thing. Girl, you better be selling them shower rods. You better take at least 150 everywhere you go.
Did you know the shower rod would become this big thing?
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Like, that was no. We just
Girl, you really need to come out with a shower curtain line, everything. Bath accessories by Mimi. Make it hot with Mimi in the bath.
I love that you guys are friends. I asked this to Candy the other day. Is there any competition between the reality shows, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Mostly between the producers.
You know, and like I was telling them early, Mimi, I love you. I mean, I love Mona Scott. Y'all get it. It's enough for everybody. Get your money, girl.
Could you see Mimi as a housewife of Atlanta?
Come on, Mimi. Honey, you got to bring old Nico, honey, with your nasty self. Come on, girl.
Wow.
So we got to ask, because everybody really wants to know, do you really believe that Nico lost that tape?
No, I don't, because his bag was stolen. So at first, him and I went through it about it, but, I mean, the bag did not come off the plane. So
you don't know who got hands on that tape.
Exactly. So when we got the call from Vivid, when I got the call from Vivid, and Steve Hirsch said, I have this tape, and I don't know who else has this tape. At least now that I have it, at least you can, instead of it being out there for free or having some sleazeball company get their hands on it and not do right by you, at least I will do right by you and get you, you know, you can capitalize off of it. So that's what we did.
Well, now that it's out there and widespread, how do you compare it to other celebrity sex tapes? Like, of course, the Kim and Ray J tape. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, I haven't seen Kim and Ray J's tape. I'm not a big porn watcher.
Well, let me tell you this. I've seen a clip of your tape, Mimi. And, I actually represent people in porn. Mimi, you could be a porn star. Girl, you getting it in. Uh-oh. You are fine. I mean, and I've seen a lot of porn because I actually represent porn stars. So I know what it looks
like.
Oh,
that's why. That's why you've seen a lot of porn.
I mean, I got to watch it, make sure they're getting paid for the right things now. But, girl, you are getting it in. I salute you as a woman. You know, people want to hate, because and I know some haters on your show, you this and that. Baby, if that's what a granny like, boo, you got it going on.
Are we
going
to see more?
That.
Maybe another tape?
No, like that was a one, that was an accident. That was not something that was meant to happen. So, no, you guys, I'm sorry. You will not be seeing any more of that.
Well, I mean, you've given us enough.
Yeah.
Make sure
no
you
complaints.
Make sure you catch Mimi on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Thank you so much for calling.
Buy that tape.
Please, buy the tape.
Thank you so much, Mimi.
Thank you.